Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea generator. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something that can totally make or break your week, month, heck, even your whole year. Setting realistic goals and expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this carrot on a stick, reaching for the stars only to find yourself falling back down? You know that feeling when you set a goal so huge, it feels like climbing Mount Everest with one hand tied behind your back. It can be exhilarating, until you realize you forgot to pack any snacks or oxygen tanks. Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we bite off more than we can chew, and let's face it, it usually ends with a pile of chewed up dreams and a whole lot of disappointment. But fear not, my friends. Today's episode is your survival guide to conquering the goal-setting jungle. We're talking about actionable steps, realistic expectations, and a whole lot of motivation to keep you fueled up and moving forward. Okay, so let's break it down. What are some key takeaways to help us set those goals that actually stick? First things first, start small. You wouldn't try to learn to play the piano after just watching one YouTube tutorial, would you? Goals are the same way. Think of them as your musical instrument you need to practice and build up the skills gradually. Start with something achievable, like mastering a new recipe or reading for 30 minutes each day. Once you've nailed that, you can level up and tackle bigger projects. Second, be specific. Vague goals are like trying to find your keys in a haystack impossible. Instead of saying, I want to get healthier, try something like I will walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week. That way, you have a clear target and can actually measure your progress. Third, make it enjoyable. Let's be real, if you hate the process, you're less likely to stick with it. Think about what motivates you as a competition, learning new things, helping others. Incorporate those elements into your goals. If you love baking, maybe your goal is to perfect a specific cake recipe. If you enjoy writing, maybe your goal is to finish that short story you've been thinking about. Fourth, celebrate the wins. No matter how small, celebrate every milestone. You just finished that chapter? High five. You stuck to your workout routine for a week? You deserve a treat, maybe a healthy one. Celebrating your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces positive behavior. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be bumps in the road, days when you don't feel like getting out of bed, and even weeks where you might stumble. That's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust off those goals, and keep going. Remember, every step forward counts. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, your friend who dreams of becoming a marathon runner. She decides to set the ambitious goal of running a full marathon in 6 months. Sounds great, right? But without proper training, realistic expectations, and a solid plan, that dream might quickly turn into a painful reality. Sarah could start by setting smaller goals like running for 30 minutes 3 times a week, gradually increasing her distance over time. She could join a running group for support and motivation, and she could celebrate her progress with small rewards, like buying a new pair of running shoes or treating herself to a healthy meal after completing a long run. By breaking down her big goal into manageable steps, celebrating her wins, and being kind to herself on the tough days, Sarah increases her chances of not only finishing the marathon, but also enjoying the entire journey. So, what's the takeaway here? It's all about setting realistic goals, embracing a growth mindset, and remembering that progress over perfection is the real key to success. Start small, celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself, and watch those dreams become a reality. Remember, every step you take, no matter how small, gets you closer to where you want to be. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little goal-setting inspiration. And if you're feeling pumped about all this, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us spread the idea vibe. Until next time, keep brainstorming and keep those goals hype but achievable.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.